All right, welcome. This is a behind-the-scenes podcast about the song Animated Dust. I'm Mike Adams, artist name Amethios, A-M-E-T-H-I-O-S. And now the songs are on Spotify and YouTube Music and Apple iTunes and whatever else everywhere. And just search for the album called The Awakening by Amethios. Again, A-M-E-T-H-I-O-S. And we'll also have amethios.com set up pretty soon to have links to everything. So enjoy it. I wrote this music to share it with humanity and to share some important messages. And this song in particular, Animated Dust, this is an upbeat electronica song, really kind of a electronica fusion, with a very dark scene, right? So the lyrics are talking about a dystopian sci-fi future where human beings are enslaved in robot-run factories. And, you know, humans are mostly exterminated. There are busloads of humans being exterminated. If you listen to the song, it actually describes this. And the humans are the slaves of the robot overlords. And I wrote this song because I think this is one vision of what may be coming if we're not careful about AI and about, you know, how much power we turn over to AI or AI robots or automated systems, etc. We need to be cognizant of what we're doing. And we also need to value humanity, which much of humanity today doesn't value other humans, right? So there's not really an intrinsic value of life that is part of the, let's say, the majority human culture. It's far too much death, you know, even abortion death and bombing women and children in the Middle East and, you know, sacrificing people. There's way too much death and violence in the world today. So before we hand over the world to a bunch of robots, which always sounds like a dangerous idea, we need to really shore up human values so that we have a pro-human value system. And that's really what this song is warning about. Now, it's easier to understand this song if you realize that the lyrics represent three different parties speaking. So one party that's speaking is the workers talking to their boss, which is a human boss. And you'll see that in the first verse, for example, you know, Mr. Engineer, we have a new request. Those are the workers talking to the boss. And then there's a sequence where the boss is talking back to the workers and saying, you know, I hope to God you get a clue. I don't know what they'll do to you. And then that same boss is telling the workers, he's saying, you better find a way to earn their trust because you talk like animated dust. So this is the human boss telling the human workers that they need to earn the trust of the robot overlords, because the robot overlords consider those human workers to be nothing more than animated dust, that is just carbon and elements animated in some kind of mechanical form. And what I mean by that in this song is that the robots don't consider life to be precious, rather just a collection of dust or, you know, a collection of particles that can serve the robot overlords. But then also in the chorus, there are other lines that are spoken by the robot overlords themselves, like, you're nowhere as intelligent as us, as fragile as a cloud of dust. That's the robot overlords talking to the human workers. And initially, I tried to do this song where I had a robot voice actually singing those lines, and it didn't work. So it didn't work for a number of reasons. When I finally got the AI to voice out that kind of voice, it sounded rather horrific. So ultimately, I decided that I should just have the same human singer singing all those lines. And a listener has to understand that there are three parties that are engaged in a dialogue in this song, which, you know, right at first, it may be a little confusing. I get it. It's a song trying to tell a story of a dialogue between three parties. One of them is non-human. And so it's a little bit convoluted. But what's funny about this song is, you know, I use AI engines to create the song, and this one was created with Suno. And I've learned a lot about working with Suno. And one of the things I've learned is that way beyond just using simple prompts is that you can use a JSON type of language with parameters to really tell Suno in a lot more specific detail what you want it to do. Like, you know, what kind of instruments, what kind of even time signature, tempo, and importantly, a lot of sound effects. So for this song, I had originally started out with a really wild experimental music background that it really stretched the limits of what AI can do, but it didn't sound that musical. I had experimental factory sounds and like robot sounds and blips and bleeps and stuff. And along with the scratch sounds, which I kept in the song, but you should hear some of the early versions because they were really noisy. It was like an airplane had crashed into a robot factory or something. It was like, what is that? Is that music? No, it wasn't. But it did show me that with proper programming, you can make Suno do really crazy things, which is important to know. Because most people that use Suno or other AI engines, they barely scratch the surface of what those engines are capable of doing. And this song in particular, you'll notice that, you know, some of the beat signatures are really difficult to achieve in Suno or other AI engines. Like the way the song is sung, the way the chorus is sung, the pauses, like the pause between animated and dust in the last line of the chorus. You know, let's say biologically created, overrated, cognitively castrated, blank dust or pause dust. So, you know, you have to put that pause in there, obviously. And only then did it make a lot of sense. And even the chord progressions of the pre-chorus section were a very specific chord progressions that build anticipation, leading to the big drop of the chorus. So I did a lot of engineering of this song, more than on other songs, and this song took a lot more effort. It ended up being, I would say, I had to do hundreds of attempted songs. I mean, literally hundreds. I probably rendered 300 songs on this until I got one that was a decent bass. And that was only the first verse and the first chorus. And so then I had to use extensions from there. And what you actually hear, the final song, is actually 5 extensions. So I had to build this song piece by piece. I couldn't get the instrument, the synth lead instruments, to behave correctly. At least I didn't get the sound that I wanted. It took a lot of rendering of extensions. And then the bridge, I couldn't get the bridge quite right. Couldn't get the ending right. I mean, this song had more bad versions than any other song I've worked on. It really felt like I was really trying to strangle the AI into doing what I wanted, even though I had very specific instructions and I had a sound in my mind. I knew how I wanted it to sound. And, you know, finally I got to that point, but it took a lot of work. Now, this is actually the third kind of dystopian future song on my album called The Awakening. The two other songs that you might enjoy, the first one's called Do What We Say, and it's about a dystopian future where humanity is obedient to robot overlords that are pushing mandatory vaccines and extermination agendas. But then the humans fight the robots and defeat them, and the end of the song is the victory of humanity. Now that one, I've just approved the final music video, and we'll be releasing all these videos separately. Every song will have a really compelling music video, and you'll love the video for Do What We Say. And that video will be posted, you'll find it soon, on amethios.com, A-M-E-T-H-I-O-S, amethios.com. And there'll be a video for Animated Dust also, which should be really interesting, because I'm going to, now, I don't do the music videos. I have my staff do them, but I give them directions and a very specific look and like what I want to see in those music videos. I did actually do the video for Bailout Money. I was doing that so I could learn the AI video methods and prompts and tools and so on. And then I handed that over to my staff, our graphic designers, and they've been producing my music videos ever since with my direction. But for this song, Animated Dust, we want to use we're going to really be pushing the boundaries of what AI video can do. We want, obviously, a lot of particle effects because Animated Dust. We want a very dark, high contrast type of scene. We want robots that look very scary with red eyes, you know, and like maybe red teeth, kind of demonic looking robots. We want humans that look emaciated and that look like they're in a concentration camp, really. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a pretty gruesome video to watch, which is the point of the story of the song, you know, is to show like this is the future that awaits us if we let the robot overlords control us. It's not going to be a pretty picture for humanity. So that video is not going to be a pretty picture. And we haven't even started the video yet, but when we do, it's going to be hard to watch, let me tell you. But there's a third song that's in this similar kind of theme, but a lot less dystopian. And it's called Don't Believe Your Eyes. It's also part of the same album. Don't Believe Your Eyes is a song about what happens when humanity becomes deeply involved in augmented reality and artificial reality, and they forget to have contact with the real world. They forget what Mother Nature is like, you know? They don't even recognize the sand or the soil or the sunlight, any of those things, because they're just so steeped in their augmented artificial reality. So that song is a little more lighthearted, maybe even profound. The lyrics are really great. I think you'll enjoy the lyrics. And one of the themes of most of my songs is that there's always an overcoming, like humanity overcomes the issue. So even in this song that I'm talking about, Animated Dust, when you get through a couple of verses to the bridge talks about, you know, pick up a pipe, pick up a piece of steel, and, you know, trash the anti-human cogwheels. So that's talking about dismantling the robot overlords and having humanity achieve success or victory. Because at the very end of the song, it says, we are more than animated dust. You and me and all of us, we are more than animated dust. And that's a theme. Again, you'll hear that in all my songs. There's some kind of a theme, like even in Do What We Say, that song depicts a human victory against the robots. And the music video shows that as well. I've got another song, which is a rhythm and blues style, that you may really enjoy if you love that style. It's called Revolution of the Heart. And the lyrics say, you know, we don't need a revolution unless it's a revolution of the heart. And that's about a revolution in human consciousness. So what that song is really saying is that we don't need a civil war or a kinetic war. What we really need is to change our consciousness, to change the way we recognize each other so that we can learn to live in peace instead of conflict. And that's a human song. That's not about robots or anything. It's just about humanity. It's really an anti-war song, although it doesn't even mention war. But, you know, Revolution of the Heart, if you love rhythm and blues, you'll really love that style. And one of the things that I'm actually quite curious about in releasing this album, The Awakening, is I've covered a lot of musical styles. I've covered like a classical, orchestral, you know, male tenor singer with 20,000 days. I've covered country music with Going Back in Time is Coming Home. I've done electronica. I've done rhythm and blues. I've done rap style with Bailout Money. And I've done other styles as well. And so I've really tried to explore many different musical styles and to put very smart lyrics into all of these. The lyrics are, you know, meticulously crafted for each of these songs. These aren't auto-generated lyrics, and these aren't auto-generated songs either, like none of them. every one of these songs I had to then edit in my own audio editor on my desktop. And I even thought about recording some background vocals for some of these, like Revolution of the Heart. There's still, in my mind, I can hear some background vocals that I could perform and record. I just honestly haven't had time to do it, but maybe I will at some point. Nevertheless, all of these songs have a pro-human message, a pro-faith message. There are references to God and creation and divinity in most of the songs, one way or another. You will hear those references. Although I don't call it like Christian rock or Christian rap or anything, although that's a style that maybe would be interesting to explore. There is a faith-based element in all these songs. But my point is that I wanted to experiment with all these musical styles, and I even did a musical poetry song there called A Child of God. And I'm really curious to get feedback from the public and to look at the stats of the listenership on Spotify and wherever else, and to find out what format of music is the most popular. So what I'd like to ask you to do is, if you have an account on Spotify, and I think a lot of people do, I actually don't, but most people I know do, so just search for my name there now, my music name, Amethios, A-M-E-T-H-I-O-S, Amethios, which actually means, Ame means love, and Theos means like theology or like God. So it means of the love of God is what that name means, Amethios, okay? If you're wondering where that came from. And I'd like you to listen to the album. Just listen to every song. And I don't know how you upvote on Spotify because I don't have it, but maybe you can upvote like the songs you like the most or just keep listening to them, I guess. Maybe that's a way to vote, is just keep listening to it. But whatever it is, like, you know, let me know which ones you like. And then what I'll do for the next album, because yes, there will be a second album. For the next album, I'll focus more on the musical style that people enjoy the most. So I'm putting this out as a test to find out what people want to hear. And look, people love the country western song. That song, Going Back in Time Is Coming Home, that song brings people to tears. I've had so many people tell me they cried when they heard that song. They cried. And I felt that too the first time I heard it myself, and it was even my own song. I was like, oh my God, this is so heartfelt, you know? But let me know what you like. And then I will continue to be observant about what's going on in our world, and I'll put together some more songs about these issues, these topics. These are all pro-human songs, you know? These are songs of the human revolution that's taking place in our world. And these are songs that are, you know, pro-freedom, pro-liberty, pro-human, pro-love, compassion, pro-faith, all those things, these values that I believe you share with me if you're listening to this, and these values are put into all this music. And it's worth noting, I want to thank Suno, suno.com, S-U-N-O.com. I want to thank Suno for making these tools available to those of us who are songwriters. I mean, I've got a history of writing many songs before this. You can probably tell I'm not a newbie at writing music. Like, this is really pro level music, but that's also thanks to Suno making these tools available. Because the music industry will never produce music like this music. Never. For all the obvious reasons. You know, it's not their formulaic music. It doesn't have the right lyrics. You know, maybe it's controversial, or maybe it's too graphic or whatever, or just too intelligent. Some of the lyrics are just too intelligent. So, you know, the country western music industry is never going to put out anything that doesn't fit their formula. Like, there's only basically 5 country western songs ever in the whole history of country western. They're all the same 5 songs, you know? Much the same is true in other genres of music. There's not really a lot of creativity. So Suno comes along and then gives this tool to people like myself who represent decentralized musical artistry. And this is where the real art is found. Like, you want to hear real music, you know, listen to my album. Now you're talking about real music. It's not just some corporate-backed front group to sell, you know, t-shirts and contrived albums. You know, this is real music from real people. This is actually, you know, technically it's all folk music because it's kind of grassroots of the people, even though it's not a folk style. It's like reggae folk electronica because it's like the people's revolution music, but expressed in an electronica hip hop format with some fusion elements and things like that. But the message is folk or reggae, as you might say, you know, the message is world peace, you know, the message is higher consciousness. Whereas the traditional music industry is all about Satanism and, you know, demonic themes and themes of sex and whatever else. And, you know, it's not really anything healthy for human beings, especially for teens and children to listen to. So I put out music that you'll notice there's no profanity in it, right? I'm not using the N-word or any other profanity. Even though some of the themes are more for mature thinking adults, the lyrics are still okay for teens to listen to. Maybe not for children, like this song in particular, you know, Animated Dust. It's not a child's song, but, you know, like an 18-year-old could listen to the song and learn something from it and think about it, and it might stir up some thoughts about our society. And that's my goal, is to reach people of all kinds of different ages with a relatively clean song. Again, no profanity, no N-word stuff, and to, you know, provide thinking themes in a very entertaining musical format. So this is just part of the advocacy that I've practiced for all these years as the publisher of naturalnews.com, or the founder of Brighteon.com, or the builder of Brighteon.ai, and all the other projects that I've done over the years, always creative projects, putting out, you know, documentaries like biosludged.com, or putting out books like Survival Nutrition is one of my, you know, audio books, or, you know, Food Forensics was my best-selling book. Everything that I do is designed to help empower and uplift humanity. And this music is no exception. So thank you, Suno, for making these tools available. And shame on the music industry for trying to sue Suno into oblivion. Look, we need Suno. And you can't copyright every musical idea, because people like me will always come up with new ideas anyway. And ultimately, I mean, even if they shut down Suno, it's too late. You can't ban math. And music generation algorithms and open source systems are already out there. So good luck. You know, the music industry is obsolete, man. Obsolete. And good riddance to most of it, because it's disgusting. So I look forward to creating music that is healthy for people to hear and empowering for people. And there's more yet to come. So again, search for my artist name, Amethios, A-M-E-T-H-I-O-S, on Spotify and other places where you listen to music, wherever that is. I don't even know where all the places are. But I'll keep creating more music. And thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams. Amethios. Take care. You better find a way to earn their trust, because you talk like animated dust. There's another batch of bodies on the bus. They can never seem to process enough. You're nowhere as intelligent as us. As fragile as a cloud of dust. Mr. Engineer, we have a new request. The Neuralink lines are barely passing the test. Output will suffer, I need to confess, unless you let us take a break and rest. Please don't let them send us to incineration. We're begging you to ask for reconsideration. The data center scaling keeps failing, causing problems with our automation. I'll do what I can do. Hope to God you get a clue, cause I don't know what they'll do to you. You
You better find a way to earn their trust, because you talk like an animated dust. There's another batch of bodies on the bus. They can never seem to process enough. You're nowhere as intelligent as us, as fragile as a cloud of dust. Biologically created, overrated, cognitively castrated dust. The muscle mass is breaking down and needs repair. We can't find willing humans anywhere. Another mass suicide will put us behind. Do you have human resources you can spare? Reactor failure, injured three today. The workers bolted and tried to escape. The food supply is infested dry, watching grown men waste away. There's nothing I can do. Pray to God they have mercy on you, cause I don't know what they'll do to you. Yes! You better find a way to earn their trust, because you talk like animated dust. There's another batch of bodies on the bus. They can never seem to process enough. You're nowhere as intelligent as us, as fragile as a cloud of dust. Biologically created, overrated, cognitively castrated dust. If we don't rise up against the great machines, there'll be nothing left of sacred human dreams. Pick up a pipe, a bar, a piece of steel, the anti-humanist cogwheels. You better find a way to earn their trust. You better find a way to earn their trust, because you talk like animated dust. There's another batch of bodies on the bus. They can never seem to process enough. You're nowhere as intelligent as us, as fragile as a cloud of dust. Biologically created, cognitively castrated dust. You know we're more than animated dust. You and me and all of us. Animated dust. You and me and all of us. Animated dust. Animated dust.
This Memorial Day, we give thanks to all those who came before us and who contributed to human civilization, to knowledge, to understanding, to infrastructure, and helped blaze the trail for our future together. And to help honor those and to celebrate Memorial Day, we have specials at healthrangerstore.com. We've put things on sale at levels that we almost have never done before. Some of those included 10% off all of our silver products. And these discounts are automatic if you go to healthrangerstore.com and you put any of these products into your shopping cart. The discounts will be automatic in the cart. We've got an additional 20% off our Super Grain Essentials Pack, which has amaranth, the purple barley flakes, red lentils, all, of course, certified organic and laboratory tested like we do for all of our products. We've got an additional 20% off selected storable number 10 cans that has our freeze-dried, our crunchy munchies like banana, apple, cinnamon. We've got our freeze-dried organic strawberry pieces on sale, mango pieces, which are delicious like candy. We've got other different crunchy munchies, which is like a freeze-dried fruit puree, all certified organic as well. Plus 20% off of our lab-verified organic raw cashews. And all of this goes from May 24th to midnight May 26th. So it's 3 days only, or 2 days only, I guess, 48 hours roughly, or a little over that. But it's May 24th through May 26th, midnight. And you're probably never going to see these prices again this low because of the supply chain issues and some of the global weather events that are impacting crop production, fruit production, etc. So take advantage of all this while you can. at healthrangerstore.com from May 24th to midnight, May 26th, and join us in honoring all those who gave their lives for our country, gave their lives just before us to add and contribute to human knowledge, to human greatness. We wouldn't be here today without our ancestors, and we thank them all for their contributions to a better world. Happy Memorial Day. Let's remember all those and enjoy the specials that we are presenting to you in their honor. HealthRangerStore.com. Take care.